The journey of water here in Colorado can be a long and winding one. The water coming out of a faucet here in Denver likely began its journey high in the Rocky Mountains in the form of snow. That ended up in a river on the western slope. Then it was piped over to the highly populated Front Range before ending up in your faucet. From here, it continues on its journey down the drain to a wastewater treatment plant and likely downstream to another water user. Maybe it'll be used to irrigate crops in a farm in the lower South Platte River Basin. But if you're in Aurora, that water could pay another visit to your faucet, then another and another. That's because Aurora has a system that allows water to be reused multiple times, and it all flows through here, the Binney Water Treatment Plant.
This is the very first place where water is being treated from the Aurora side, so you have some mixing and chemical addition.
That's Eric Tamler, a water utility specialist and one of the plant operators here at Binney.
Kind of gentle mixing and then big serpentine flow through all the way to the end where...
This water has come from the Aurora Reservoir. Before that, it came from the western slope. This mountain water has never been used before. But after it's treated here at Binney, it is blended with the second stream of water, which comes from the South Platte River. Before that, that water came from a wastewater treatment plant. And that is water that's been used before. In fact, several times before. And once it's treated, it's blended with the mountain water and then piped back out to customers.
Used to extinction, that's the actual term we use in water court, is reused to extinction.
The project in question is Prairie Waters, and as Dawn Jewell, Water Resource Supervisor for Aurora's South Platte River Basin Program, explains, the idea was born out of necessity after the drought of 2002 to 2004. That led to some innovative thinking about ways to do more with water that was already in the city.
And that's where Prairie Waters concept came from, is we have all this water coming out of Metro. What are we going to do with it? And that's how the program kind of started. Some amazing people had some great ideas to say, let's reuse what we've got. How can we do that?
Colorado's complex system of water laws can make water reuse a complicated thing. Some water rights only allow one use, requiring the water to flow downstream onto the next user. But water brought from another basin can be used over and over, says Jewel.
Keep in mind that this water is transmountain, meaning it was never intended to be in the South Platte Basin. So this is new water that we've introduced to the river, which means that it was never a part of the water rights to anybody along the river.
What makes Prairie Waters unique is that reused water doesn't come directly from the wastewater treatment plant. Rather, it flows back down the South Platte for a few miles before being picked up again and brought back for treatment.
And it comes through riverbank filtration wells before it comes into our pipeline. It also can go through our aquifer recharge and recovery site, which is where we put the water on the ground and we allow it to settle through the gravel and stuff under the ground. So it's like an underground aquifer. Then it comes into the pipelines and it'll come down here. The second train is pulling water off of Aurora Reservoir to bring it in to blend with what we pull from the lower South Platte as well. So we have what we call our mountain stream, which is our Aurora water, and our lower South Platte stream.
This plant can treat 50 million gallons of water each day. It's operating well below that level now in winter. But in summer, when demand is high, it'll ramp up operations. Water reuse is not a new concept in Colorado. Several water providers already reuse water for irrigation. But supplying reused water for potable purposes, it's not something that's widespread in the state. Laura Belanger, a water resources engineer with Western Resource Advocates, says that is for a variety of reasons, including the cost of infrastructure, but also a lack of regulations.
But because there are no federal regulations right now, if you think about it, if you're a water utility, that's really expensive to put those treatment processes in place. And then what if the state or what if the federal regulators come out in a year, in 2 years, and the requirements are different than what you've put in place? So people really want to know what would be required of them so that they can invest wisely in these systems.
The Colorado Water Plan identified water reuse as something that can help the state close its water gap. Belanger says it's unlikely we'll see any federal regulations around water reuse, but the state of Colorado is close to establishing some.
So right now in Colorado, we're on the second phase of a project that we were working on with Water Reuse Colorado, and that is working to develop a framework. What could the regulations look like in the state? And we're working really closely with our state regulators, with large water utilities that are interested in reusing for drinking water purposes, and we're outlining how regulations, policies, and guidelines, what they could look like that could be implemented by the state. And that will help provide water utilities with the criteria that they would know would be expected of them as they're looking at this as a viable water supply.
This could be the ultimate water cycle, water being used by the same utility over and over again. But aside from the cost of infrastructure and lack of regulation, public perception is critical. With Coloradoans taking pride in their pristine Rocky Mountain water, the idea of drinking water that's been through the system a few times may be a hard sell. Back in Aurora, Dawn Jewell says that's something the city's worked hard on.
You know, if you consider water throughout the entire United States, that water is used, put back into the river, used, put back into the river, used, put back into the river. It's a common concept throughout the entire United States. So the idea here, where we're taking advantage of the fact that we do put that water back into the river, that was challenging for a lot of people. So there was a big public information push on spreading the word and helping people understand that we're not tapping into your toilet. We are actually using water in the river that's already been cleaned to the standards of the river. The same water you are kayaking in, that's what we're pulling back to be able to reuse.
But any change to water use in the state will impact another water user. So if less water is being sent down the South Platte River because more is being reused upstream, there will be an impact, something Laura Belanger with Western Resource Advocates recognizes.
There are irrigators who have been able to use that water historically, and it is going to be decreased. That said, those irrigators recognize that it is the right. Those Front Range utilities have the legal right to reuse those supplies. And so folks are understanding and accepting of that.
And water reuse is only going to increase as the state grapples with ongoing drought, climate change, and growing populations.
So there are no new water supplies in Colorado, and yet our population is projected to double by 2050. And with climate change, we're actually seeing our water supplies decrease. And so we have to be really creative and figure out, well, where are we going to get this water from? And so water reuse is a really important way that we can help meet these future demands, help leave water in the streams and rivers that we all really love so much, and help ensure that we are providing the quality of life that we all love being in Colorado, including keeping our economy strong and robust.
For Connecting the Drops, I'm Maeve Conran.
Connecting the Drops is a collaboration between Rocky Mountain Community Radio Stations and Water Education Colorado. Find out more at watereducationcolorado.org. Support is provided by CoBank, which provides financing solutions for rural water systems. Find out more at cobank.com.